Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 2. In Squiz Kids today, TikTok banned in India, World UFO Day, Spain's airplane parking lot, and the A-League's crowded month. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
TikTokers in India have been left high and dry, without a platform to upload their versions of the renegade dance craze to, after the government there banned the popular social media app. TikTok is one of 58 apps owned and operated by Chinese companies that have been blocked by the Indian government as tensions between the two countries rise. India and China share a border high up in the Himalayan mountains, and 2 weeks ago there was a clash there between Indian and Chinese soldiers. The Indian government said it was banning the apps, including TikTok, to protect Indian users' data, including their personal information, from being collected and stored by computer servers located in China. India has a population of 1.3 billion people. That's billion with a B. In India, TikTok has more than 200 million users. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a UFO. Well, if ever you were going to see an unidentified flying object, today is the day to do it, as July 2 is World UFO Day. It's a day for believers in alien life forms to get together and stage sky-watching parties, where they stare up at the night sky hoping to glimpse evidence of visitors from outer space. The World UFO Day Organization, or WUFODO for short, has asked all open-minded people to send good thoughts up into the sky tonight to let aliens know they're welcome to visit us. But only if they're nice ones.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Spain, high in the dry plains of central Spain, where a little-known airport has become a massive parking lot for the world's airplanes. As the coronavirus has put a stop to pretty much all air travel, airlines have had to find somewhere to park their planes. They can't keep them up in the air, after all, and there's not enough room in big city airports to park all of the planes that exist in the world. So, an airport in Spain, in a place called Aragon, hundreds of huge jets have been flown to be parked. Why there? Because the air is dry, there is little humidity or rainfall, and when you are putting into mothballs a machine as sophisticated as an airline jet, a warm, dry place without much moisture is the best place to do it.
Sport time!
27 games in 28 days. That's how the remainder of the A-League season is going to play out after a rise in coronavirus cases in Victoria has forced the National Soccer League to relocate almost all remaining matches to New South Wales. There's going to be a game played almost every day for a whole month starting on July 16, before a super-fast final series takes place over the course of a single week in August. Phew! Great news if you're an A-League fan. Not so hot if you're a player.
Pop Culture Corner.
With the lifting of many social distancing restrictions in Queensland tomorrow, including at pubs, clubs, restaurants and cafes, there's what might easily be described as a whole state's worth of pent-up energy ready to burst like a champagne cork from a bottle. But those who venture to a nightclub tomorrow night, while they'll be able to go with friends and get out on the dance floor, the government has decided that they must remain seated at all times. It's been dubbed social dis-dancing, and it will see nightclub patrons all over the state trying to work out how to get their groove on while remaining seated. Kind of like musical chairs, but without the prize at the end.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which country has just banned TikTok? That's right, it's India. Question number two. In which country in Europe is the airport which has become an airplane parking lot? Yeah, that's right, it's Spain. Question number three. Which Aussie sport is about to cram in 27 games in 28 days? You got it. It's the A-League. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's July 2. Now, we already know that today is World UFO Day, but did you know that it's also Freedom from Fear of Public Speaking Day, where all people who hate getting up to speak in front of a crowd are encouraged to do it? So don't just sit there. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Archie from Shoal Bay, Emma from Kempsey, Alice from Hornsby Heights, Vincent from Albany Hills, Vivian and Lucas from Melbourne, Joel from New South Wales, Audrey from Canberra, Lily from Brunswick West, Jared from Cairns, Evie from Secret Harbour, Mia from East Gosford, Eloise from Maroubra, Connor from Brisbane, Mia from Perth, Danielle from Putney, and Samson from Abbotsford. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Nick from Sydney and Shreya from Carlingford. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Mr. Trovato's class at Baulkham Hills North Public School, 6R and Miss Russell from Putney Public School, who want to say thank you and goodbye to their practicum teacher, Miss Scarcella, and a shout-out to Miss Hall's 3-4 class and Mr. Stewart's 5-6 class at Boorowa Central School from their Learning Support Officer Sky, who is leaving at the end of term to travel around Australia. And finally, a special shout-out to Mr. Smith and his Year 3 legends at Narromine Christian School, who sent in an awesome photo this week of the whole class listening along to Squiz Kids as they do each morning. Love your work, Narromine. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.